Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Joby Aviation, the ticker Joby, a leader in the emerging electric air taxi space. If you're thinking about adding some high-growth speculative exposure to your portfolio, stick around because this one's got real momentum building behind it. Joby has been making serious strides lately, with test flights in New York City, new vertiport partnerships, and fresh capital coming in to push certification forward. The stock has had its ups and downs, but after the latest earnings, the market is clearly taking notice. Let's break down exactly where this company stands right now and what it could mean for long-term investors. At its core, Joby is building an all-electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft designed for urban air mobility. Think quiet, zero-emission air taxis that could shuttle people between airports and city centers, or across short hops in busy metro areas. Founded back in 2009 and led by Jo-Ben Bevirt, the company operates with a vertically integrated model, handling everything from aircraft design and manufacturing to the actual rideshare service. With just over 2,000 employees and headquarters in Santa Cruz, California, Joby is aiming to become the Uber of the skies once regulatory approval lands. On the revenue side, Joby reported about $53.4 million for fiscal 2025, split between passenger-related activities at roughly $34.8 million and other product and service revenue of $18.6 million. Geographically, the bulk came from the United States at $35.8 million, with meaningful contributions from Japan at $8.1 million, Europe at $6.8 million, and smaller non-US markets rounding things out. While these numbers are still modest, they reflect early commercial progress and partnerships that could scale dramatically once certification clears. Earnings continue to show the heavy investment phase typical of pre-commercial aviation plays. For fiscal 2025, Joby posted a net loss of about $930 million, or 1.13 per share, wider than the prior year, but reflecting accelerated spending on manufacturing and certification. The first quarter of 2026 alone showed a $110 million net loss, yet management highlighted an improved cash position after recent raises and continued progress toward commercial operations. Gross margins remain thin at around 11%, but the story here is all about runway and execution milestones rather than near-term profitability. From the latest earnings call, executives emphasized new U.S. demonstration opportunities, key certification milestones hit, manufacturing expansion, and the stronger cash balance that gives them more breathing room. They framed the quarter as another solid step toward launching commercial passenger flights, noting that strategic investments and partnerships are setting the stage for growth in the broader eVTOL market. The tone was optimistic but realistic about the regulatory and technical hurdles still ahead. Looking at the balance sheet, Joby ended 2025 with roughly $241 million in cash and equivalents, plus over $1.1 billion in total investments, giving total current assets of about $1.45 billion. Total liabilities sit around $385 million, with stockholders' equity near $1.41 billion. Cash burn remains elevated, with operating cash flow negative $510 million and free cash flow at negative $564 million for the year, funded largely through financing activities, including convertible notes and share issuances. The current ratio above 22 shows plenty of liquidity for now, but investors need to watch how quickly that runway extends as certification costs mount. Valuation metrics tell the classic pre-profit growth story. The price-to-sales ratio clocks in around 131 times trailing revenue, while the price-to-earnings sits deeply negative. Enterprise value hovers near $10 billion against a market cap of roughly $10.2 billion at the recent $10.36 share price. Forward PE estimates remain wide open given the lack of near-term earnings visibility, so the market is clearly pricing in successful certification and scaled operations several years out. Strengths include a diversified early revenue base across product lines and regions, plus strong partnerships that could accelerate vertiport rollout. Weaknesses center on ongoing cash burn and the capital-intensive path to certification. Opportunities lie in first-mover advantage within Western eVTOL markets and potential network effects once air taxi services launch. Threats include intense competition from Archer and others, regulatory delays, and dilution risk if more capital raises become necessary. Performance-wise, the stock has been volatile, down about 33% over the past 6 months, yet up 32% over the trailing 12 months. Recent trading showed a sharp 19% pop after earnings on better-than-expected results and broader risk-on sentiment. Relative to the broader industrial sector, Joby has shown higher beta around 2.6, which fits its speculative growth profile. All told, Joby remains a high-risk, high-reward bet on the future of urban air mobility. The recent test flights, new vertiport deals, and improved cash position give the company real momentum, but success hinges on hitting certification timelines and proving the business model can scale profitably. For investors with a multi-year horizon and tolerance for volatility, this could be an interesting name to watch closely as the eVTOL race heats up. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.